everyone, and welcome back to the Glam Observer podcast. I'm Jada, founder and CEO of the first fashion career advice platform, Glam Observer, a fashion career coach, best-selling author, Forbes Under 30, and in this podcast, I will share actionable tips, tricks, and behind-the-scenes secrets of the fashion industry. If you're an ambitious fashion enthusiast looking to start a career in this industry, you are in the right place. Hello everyone, how are you doing? We are at the end of May, so I hope that you have already secured your summer internship or summer job opportunities. If not, you're still in time. So let's keep going, don't give up. And I think that this episode will be very helpful for you, whether it's going to be for your summer internship, a fall opportunity, or any job, even if later in the year. It is really, really practical, and I'm going to share with you three things that you can do today to boost your fashion job applications. And what I like about these three things is that all of these don't depend on other things that you can control, such as what recruiters think or companies or other things that you are not in control of. And I'm going to show you why very soon. So, fashion is a very competitive industry. Just like you, thousands of other fashion enthusiasts wake up every day with the big dream of working in the glamorous industry. Getting noticed among thousands of applicants is hard, but not impossible. All you have to do to stand out is to think out of the box. Really, companies love people who are resourceful, who think out of the box, who show they have that potential. They're not hiring for people who know it all already, but for people who show they're resourceful so they can learn everything on the job. If you do what anyone else is doing, so you just apply online, you write your resume, you submit it, you cross your fingers hoping that you will get a job, it will be very, very hard to get noticed in a pile of other resumes. But if you had something extra that impressed the company and recruiters, then you win. So let's see what are these three things you can do today to boost your fashion job applications. And before we get started, let me just tell you that I have a free masterclass when I share with you three secrets. So yes, these are three things you can do today, but I also share three more secrets that will boost your job applications and that will make you get your dream job in fashion quickly, even if you don't have experience yet, and even if right now you have already tried to apply for jobs but you're not getting responses. So in this free masterclass, I'm going to share with you three powerful strategies and secrets that will make sure that you impress recruiters, you stand out, and you finally turn your career dream into reality. I will leave you the link to register for this free masterclass and to the notes of this podcast episode. Now let's get into these three things you can do today to boost your fashion job applications. So tip number one, record a video cover letter. I've already said many times that the cover letter is even more important than your resume, especially when you're at the beginning of your career and you don't have a lot you can show or previous experiences that you can leverage on your resume. But just because you don't have experience yet, it doesn't mean that you can land any job. Anyone started from scratch and from somewhere, so you can too. And since cover letters make or break the hiring decisions, they're very, very important. Even when they're not required, it's super important that you write one. Let's make them extra special by sending not just a written cover letter, but a video one. Record a 1 minute cover letter today and send it over via email or attach it, upload it to your online application. You can record one with your smartphone or just using Zoom. Make sure that you personalize this video cover letter to the company and the job. So don't make it general about you. Tell them why they should hire you and why you are the right fit for the company and that position specifically. Make it short, but sweet. Smile and act confident. Don't look too shy. What can help you here is to practice it a couple of times. You can record it a couple of times until you get confident in front of the camera. Make sure that you look exactly into the camera, don't look at your hands, don't look at the floor, don't look around. So look exactly into the camera, look friendly but also professional, enthusiastic about working in that company and for that position. And again, act confident. When recording this video cover letter, don't think about who is going to watch it, or you will feel the pressure and you will act nervous, like if the person is right in front of you. Relax. It's just you and the camera. You are by yourself at home and you can record it again and again until you like the result. So make sure that when you record this video cover letter, you're not too shy, or it will seem like awkward, but practice it until you become confident, friendly, and professional. So tip number one is to record the video cover letter. The thing number two that you can do is to build a document that shows your work. If you believe that the lack of experience is the thing that is holding you back from getting jobs and internships, use something that proves companies that you can do the job despite you don't have experience yet. Prepare a PDF that showcases your skills. For aspiring fashion designers, this will be your portfolio of sketches, mood board, clothes that you have produced. And anytime that you prepare this kind of document, the content inside your portfolio or PDF or however you want to call it doesn't necessarily have to be something that is already, you know, real work from real work experiences. You can even create personal projects that you just create ad hoc for this PDF, for this portfolio. So even if you have never worked before, you can create some samples of things that show your skills and your abilities, you as if you have already had a work experience. So for aspiring fashion designers, this could be sketches that you create as if you or any brand has commissioned you to create the sketches. For aspiring fashion journalists, this could be sample articles that you write for that publication as if they already assigned you the job. And you can create this document whatever is the career in fashion you want to pursue. So many people believe that a fashion portfolio is mostly for creative jobs such as designers or stylists or photographers, but anyone can and should have this kind of PDF document. In fact, I'm not calling it portfolio, I'm calling it just a general document, because even for less creative careers such as buyers, PRs, or social media managers, you should have this document to send along with your CV and cover letter. For example, if you want to get a job as a social media manager for a brand, you can prepare this PDF with posts or Instagram stories that you would post for 1 week or a couple of days on the Instagram profile, complete with captions and hashtags. Take a look at what the brand is already posting. Try to keep the aesthetic of the brand, but bring something new and interesting as well. Maybe they post only the brand that you want to submit your application to, only post on Instagram once a day, and you would like to propose them and say that if they post like twice a day, it means more engagement, and that you could take care of that and so post these twice a day post on Instagram. The techniques of adding a PDF that shows your work and propose ideas and showcase your skills work extremely well with new brands and startups that you can find on Instagram. For example, with me, of a Glam Observer, I like to receive, if someone wants to help me with social media, for example, I like to receive an application with not just the resume and the cover letter, but show me what you would post on Instagram, on the Instagram profile of Glam Observer, if you got the job. In this way, I can understand, even if you don't have experience, I really don't care if you don't have experience, but you send to me like a content calendar of what you would post for 1 week or a couple of days on Glam Observer if you got this job. This is extremely powerful to showcase already what you would do if they got you the job. So it's very, very important, especially when you're at the beginning of your career and companies don't know if you could do the job. So prove them directly. So this works well with new brands and startups, but I recommend to prepare a PDF to send along with your CV and cover letter anytime you apply for any job. For established fashion brands that are more competitive, adding this PDF or portfolio is something that will make you stand apart from anyone else who is simply submitting their CV. So whether you apply for new brands or startups or you're applying for established brands, try to build a PDF. It doesn't have to be very long, just a couple of pages, 2 or 3 pages. It's fine to showcase your work. The third thing you can do is to email people and companies. Let me know if this has ever happened to you. You wake up and you say that today you want to finally apply for jobs and internships. So you're very confident, you feel ready to apply and finally get the dream job. You go online, you spend hours on websites such as LinkedIn or Fashion Jobs or Indeed or other websites that post jobs, but you can't find any internship or job that you can apply for, or you find just like one or two opportunities that seems to be made for you. The title of this podcast episode is not random about things you can do today. I call it things you can do today because everything that we are saying in this podcast episode are things you are in control of. Applying for jobs online is not something you have the total control of. You're always depending on companies and recruiters. They have to post the job in order for you to apply. But stop making your career depending on others and things you can control, such as companies that need to post jobs online in order for you to get started and get the job. Be the author of your life and career. Make sure that you're not totally depending on things you can control. So in this case, make a list of your favorite brands. Look for interesting fashion companies, agencies, magazines, online. There are so many cool brands and startups that you can find on Instagram that are perfect to begin with. Check out their website. And if they don't have a job post that you like, that you can apply for, call, email them. Introduce yourself and ask for a job or internship. Don't wait for brands to post jobs or internships online in order for you to apply. Don't make your career depending on things you can control, but take control of your life and career. Most of the jobs in fashion are not posted online, but this doesn't mean that the company is not hiring. They're simply using other ways, most of the times it's connections, to hire people. And the job or internship can make it online that they've already filled the position through word of mouth. So, if you email your favorite brands, your email might arrive in their inbox right when they're looking for someone. Or they will keep your application for future opportunities. Or they will even open a position for you that wasn't open yet because they like how resourceful and enthusiastic you have been by sending a spontaneous email. So make sure that you send emails, don't wait for the jobs to get posted online if you want to boost your job applications. So the three things you can do today to boost your fashion job applications. Number one, record a video cover letter. Number two, build a document, a PDF that shows your work so you can prove that you can do the job despite you don't have experience. Number three, emails, emails, emails. Don't make your career be connected and depending on others and things that you can control of. Take control of your life. Take control of your career. There are so many things that you can do that don't depend on others. And these three things are just an example. All right. I really hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Glam Observer podcast. If you want more tips, I invite you to join in my free masterclass where I share 3 secrets to get a job in fashion quickly. I will leave you the link into the notes of the podcast of this podcast episode. And if you like this episode, please leave a review, rate, and subscribe so I can keep going with more episodes. And thank you so much for listening. Bye for now.